In today's episode of the Hustler's Choice podcast, I talk about determination, perseverance, and how to handle rejection. It's a short episode, but it's packed with nothing but valuable information, so make sure to take notes and share it with a friend. Enjoy, and get to listening. You are now listening to episode 5 of the Hustler's Choice podcast, the podcast aimed to help you take your hustle to unprecedented levels. I'm your host, Isaac Mashman, and in today's episode, I'm going to be talking about something that is relatable to each and every one of you, and that is how to handle rejection. Now, a lot of times people associate rejection with, you know, getting a girlfriend or getting into a relationship. They, you know, they see a cute girl that they like, they ask her out, and they say no, right? Now, that has a deeper meaning or a deeper correlation. The fear of rejection is also applicable to sales, it's applicable to business, it's applicable to being a rapper, no matter what you're doing. You know, if you apply for a job and you get rejected from that job and they tell you a no, you know, you could either do one of two things. You could be really disappointed and give up and just be like, oh my God, I guess I'm going to be unemployed. Or secondly, you could look at that fear or that rejection and be like, okay, I'm not going to let that cause any fear in my life, any hard feelings or anything like that. And instead, I'm going to go harder to find a different job. Or if you're a rapper, you know, I don't know how many labels a lot of these rappers can turn down or they get turned down away from because the label didn't want them, right? So let's say you're an upcoming rapper and you want to get signed with Def Jam and they reject you. Then you want to get signed with Interscope. They reject you. You want to get signed with, Young Money, right? Or Cash Money or one of the two. And they're like, no, 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 and no. If you give up and you just throw in the towel and be like, you know what, I guess I'm never going to be signed to a label. I guess I'm just, you know, destined to be a failure. How do you ever expect to get to the top? You know, I know in my own personal life, I know fellow entrepreneurs that are starting out on the journey who are facing obstacles in their business. They start up one company, they start up one business, and it doesn't work for them. It doesn't work for them right off the bat. And they automatically be like, oh man, all of these no's, this isn't going to work. I'm going to just jump ship and I'm going to start up another company. What is the point of that? You know, if you're putting all of your eggs in all of these different baskets, and it's almost like a puppet master, right? A puppet master has strings coming down from his fingers to where he orchestrates the puppet's movements, but he can only have so many strings on so many fingers. If he has too many, the puppet is not going to function as it should. And that is kind of how life is. If you want to have, you know, multiple streams of income, if you want to do a whole bunch of different things, that's perfectly okay. But you have to know that there is a balance and you have to know that in order to succeed at anything, you really have to devote effort to every single thing. If you go and start up a company, you cannot expect it to be a $1 million company overnight. You cannot expect to be the most successful in your company overnight. And I see all of these people and they jump around and they go from thing to thing to thing. And I was victim of that, or I was one of the people and one of those entrepreneurs who was doing that because I was like, oh my God, I'm not getting any sales on my clothing line. So I'm going to jump over here. All the prospects, all the people that I'm talking to are telling me no. They're saying, you know what? No, after no. And what a lot of people don't realize is that is how the journey of being an entrepreneur or the journey of living life really is meant to be. Because those no's make us stronger. Like I mentioned earlier, for the artist who just constantly gets rejected, they could either throw in the towel and give up, or they can keep going to every single label and improving their music and improving their work ethic and keep trying and keep trying and keep trying until they ultimately succeed. That is what we have to do. Let's say you're a salesman and you go and you try to sell a product to someone and they tell you no. You have a service, or let's say you run a coaching and consulting company, and that person's like, no, I really don't need your services. You could, okay, that's fine, move on. And then you could get stronger from that fear of rejection of like, what could I have handled differently in that sales process? And then you go to another person and they tell you no. Are you going to just give up then? Like, you try once, it doesn't work out, then you try again, it doesn't work out, and then you just give up? No, that's not going to be what you do. You're going to keep trying and trying and trying. Eventually, you're going to get that one yes. You're going to get that person who says, yes, let's get started. Yes, I would love to buy your service. Yes, I will sign you to the record label. Yes, I will buy your beat. That is going to be what it takes. It's not going to be some, you know, easy rodeo to where 100% of the people you talk to are going to say, yes, I want to buy your service. Yes, I want to go and get into that. That's not the case. And you have to be prepared for that in life. You have to be prepared for that even on a personal level. Like I mentioned, when it comes to relationships, you know, the person that you like is not always going to like you back. You know, this isn't necessarily a relationship podcast or anything, but it's applicable to a lot of areas of life. Or let's say you want to even if you want to apply for a credit card, you're not always going to get told yes. You know, your credit score might need improvement. If you want to buy a house, you're not always going to get accepted. And that's just life. You know, not everything is going to work out according to plan. But what matters is that we get up and we get stronger. You know, if we trip, we get up, we brush ourselves off, and we keep moving. We keep moving forward. We keep running the race known as life. And what a lot of people do is they trip and they get up and they just like give up. And there has to be this level of perseverance and this level of determination in every area of our life that keeps us going and keeps us moving forward. Because the determination and perseverance of entrepreneurs and of people who want to become successful, of people who want to become great, you know, success is not defined by making $1 million or becoming financially free. Every person's definition of success is different. But no matter what your definition of success is, it will still require work. It will still require effort. It will still require a lot of time, a lot of, you know, just blood, sweat, and tears. Ultimately, you know, life is not always going to be sunshine and roses. But the one analogy that I always use is after every storm, no matter how bad it is, whether that's a hurricane or a tornado or anything like that, no matter how bad the destruction left behind is or how bad or how gloomy it looked, every single hurricane is followed by sunshine. There are going to be times in your life that will be dark, to where you just want to give up, to where you want to be like, screw it, I'm going to go back to work in that 9-to-5. Or screw it, I'm never going to become successful. Wrong mindset to have, wrong viewpoint to have. And it's like, if I could really tell you something, that is to just keep going, to keep fighting, to keep moving forward, because as long as you're moving forward, you'll get somewhere. I was in Georgia the other day with a friend of mine, and we climbed this mountain in Georgia called Stone Mountain. It's about 30 minutes away from Atlanta. And climbing that mountain, I mean, it wasn't difficult. It wasn't like the most difficult thing I've ever done, but it was, you know, you're climbing a mountain, you're gaining elevation. I'm from Florida. I'm not used to that elevation. I was climbing it. I was not focused on getting to the top. I was focused on taking every single step, right? If you look, a friend of mine told me this, right? If you look and you realize that you have 20,000 steps to get to your destination, you're going to feel discouraged and you might not even get started. But if you focus on every single step that you are taking, you'll get started. It's about taking those small wins and adding them up. It's about taking this one foot in front of another, right? You're marching 1, 2, 3, 4, you know, think about the military. And that is, you know, that's what we should be doing. Focus on the small wins, focus on what we're doing right, focus on how we can improve, focus on how we can get better, and don't let the fear of rejection and don't let the aftermath of being rejected hold you back from speaking your truth. If you believe in a product, if you believe in a service, if you believe in your capabilities as a producer or as an artist or as an entrepreneur, you're not going to let the opinions of another person just stop you. You're not. If you truly believe in what you have going on, you're going to continue going, you're going to be growing, you're going to be getting better, you're going to be improving, and eventually you're going to get that win. You know, you're going to have to work, and then get paid. And then eventually, you know, next it's work, get paid. And then eventually, you know, it's going to get to the point where you're working, then you're getting paid, then you're working and getting paid. And it's going to be, you know, once you really stack up all the wins, once you really start stacking up the successes, it's going to be get paid, and then work, right? Because our goal in life should really be to be able to live comfortably, to be able to live to the best and the fullest of our capabilities. So guys, as you go throughout the week, don't get discouraged if someone tells you no. Don't get discouraged if something doesn't go according as planned, because everything in the end will work out as long as you put in the effort that is required to get to that destination. I hope that you guys are absolutely crushing it in your day-to-day lives. And remember, if you got any value from this podcast, please share this with another friend of yours, because that is the only way that this podcast is going to get growing. Make sure to check out isaacmashman.com. And to check me out on social media at Isaac Mashburn on Twitter, Instagram, and every other social media platform. Keep crushing it, guys, and remember, success before rest.